The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 16, A Description of Jambudvip. While describing the character of Maharaj Priyavrata and his descendants, Shukadev Goswami also described Meru Mountain and the planetary system known as Bhumandala. Bhumandala is like a lotus flower, and its seven islands are compared to the whorl of the lotus. The place known as Jambudvip is in the middle of that whorl. In Jambudvip, there is a mountain known as Sumeru, which is made of solid gold. The height of this mountain is 84,000 yojanas, of which 16,000 yojanas are below the earth. Its width is estimated to be 30,000 yojanas at its summit and 16,000 yojanas at its foot. One yojana equals approximately 8 miles. This king of mountains, Sumeru, is the support of the planet Earth. On the southern side of the island known as Ilavritavarsh are the mountains known as Himavan, Hemaketu, and Nishada. And on the northern side are the mountains Nila, Shveta, and Shringa. Similarly, on the eastern and western side, there are Malayavan and Gandhamadan, two large mountains. Surrounding Sumeru Mountain are four mountains known as Mandara, Meru Mandara, Shuparshva, and Kumuda, each 10,000 yojanas long and 10,000 yojanas high. On these four mountains, there are trees 1,100 yojanas high, a mango tree, a rose apple tree, a kadama tree, and a banyan tree. There are lakes. There are also lakes full of milk, honey, sugarcane juice, and pure water. These lakes can fulfill all desires. There are also gardens named Nandana, Chittarath, Vibrajaka, and Sarvatobhadra. On the side of Subhasparshva Mountain is a kadamba tree with streams of honey flowing from its hollows, and on Kamuda Mountain there is a banyan tree named Satashvala, from whose roots flow rivers containing milk, yogurt, and other desirable things. Surrounding Sumeru Mountain, like filaments of the whorl of a lotus, are 20 mountain ranges such as Karanga Karara, Kusumba, Vaikantaka, and Trikuta. To the east of Sumeru are the mountains Jatara and Devakuta. To the west there are Pavana and Pariyatra. To the south there are Kailash and Karavira, and to the north there is Trishringa and Makara. These eight mountains are about 18,000 yojanas long, 20,000 yojanas wide, and 2,000 yojanas high. On the summit of Mount Sumeru is Brahmapuri, the residence of Lord Brahma. Each of its four sides is 10,000 yojanas long. Surrounding Brahmapuri are the cities of King Indra and seven other demigods. These cities are 1/4 the size of Brahmapuri. Text 1. Raju Vacha Uktas Taya Bhumandalayama Vishesho Yavad Itiyas Tapati Yatra Chaso Jyotisham Ganais Chandrama Sa Sahadrisyate. Synonyms. Raju Vacha, Maharaj Prakshit said, Ukta, already been said, Tvaya by you, Bhumandala, of the planetary system known as Bhumandala, Ayama Vishesha, the specific height, length of the radius, Yavat, as far as Aditya, the sun, Tapati, heats, Yatra, wherever, Cha, also, aso that, Jyotisam, of the luminaries, Ganai, with hordes, Chandrama, the moon, Va, either, Saha, with, Drishyate, is seen. Translation. King Prakshit said to Shukadev Goswami, O Brahmana, you have already informed me that the radius of Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. Purport. In this verse, it is stated that the planetary system known as Bhumandala extends to the limits of the sunshine. According to modern science, the sunshine reaches the Earth from a distance of 93 million miles. If we calculate according to this modern information, 93 million miles can be considered the radius of Bhumandala. In the Gayatri Mantra, we chant Om Bhur Bhava Swa. The word Bhur refers to Bhumandala. Tat Vaditur Savitur Varinyam. The sunshine spreads throughout Bhumandala. Therefore, the sun is worshipable. The stars, which are known as nakshatra, are not different from suns, are not different suns, as modern astronomers suppose. From Bhagavad Gita 10.21, we understand that the stars are similar to the moon, nakshatranam aham shashi. Like the moon, the stars reflect the sunshine. Apart from our modern distinguished estimations of where the planetary systems are located, we can understand that the sky and its various planets were studied long, long before Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled. Shukadeva Goswami explained the location of the planets, and this indicates that the information was known long, long before Shukadeva Goswami related it to Maharaj Parikshit. The location of various planetary systems was not unknown to the sages who flourished in the Vedic age. Text 2. Tatrapi priyavrata yata charana prahikratai saptibhi sapta sindhava apakripta yata etasya sapta dvipa vishesha vikalplas tva el bhagavan kalo suchita etad eva kilam aham manato sakshanatas chasarvam vijignasami. Synonyms. Tatra api, in that Bhumandala, priyavrata rata charana parikhatai. By the ditches made by the wheels of the chariot used by Priyavrata Maharaj while circumambulating Sumeru behind the sun, Shaptabi, by the seven, Sapta seven, Sindhava, oceans, akalpalikta, created, yata, because of which, etasya, of this Bhumandala, Sapta dvip, of the seven islands, Vishesha Vikalpa, by the mode of the construction, Tvaya, by you, Bhagavan, O great saint. Kalu, indeed, Suchita described etat this, eva certainly, Akilam's whole subject, aham, I, manata, from the point of view of measurement, lakshanata, and from symptoms, cha also, sarvam, everything, vijinasami, I wish to know. Translation. My dear Lord, the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priyavrata's chariot created seven ditches in which the seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandala is divided into seven islands. You have given a very general description of their measurement, names, and characteristics. Now I wish to know of them in detail. Kindly fulfill my desire. Text 3. Bhagavato gunamayi stula rupa aveshitam manohi agunesi shukshmatma atma jyotisi parabhamani bhagavati vasudevake kshama eva shitum tad uhaitad guru har rihasi anuvarnayitumiti. Synonyms. Bhagavata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gunamayi, unto the external features consisting of the three modes of material nature, stula rupe, in gross, the gross form, of ishitam, entered, mana, the mind, he, indeed, agune, transcendental, api, although, shukshmatame, in his smaller form as paramatma, within the heart, atma jyotisi, who is full of Brahman effulgence, pare, the supreme, brahmani, spiritual entity, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Akye, known as Bhagavan Vasudev, Kshamam, suitable, Avishitum, to absorb, tat, that, uha, indeed, etat, this, Guru, O my dear spiritual master, Arhasi Anuvarna Yitum, please describe factually, iti, thus. Translation. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his external feature made of the material modes of nature, the gross universal form, and is brought to the platform of pure goodness, in that transcendental position one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who in his subtler form is self-effulgent and beyond the modes of nature. O my Lord, please describe vividly how that form, which covers the entire universe, is perceived. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit had already been advised by his spiritual master Shukadeva Goswami to think of the universal form of the Lord, and therefore, following the advice of his spiritual master, he continuously thought of that form. The universal form is certainly material, but because everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimately nothing is material. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's mind was saturated with spiritual consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, Prapan Shika Taya Budya Hari Sambandi Vasana Mukshibi Pratyago Varyagam Falgu Katite. Everything, even that which is material, is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur translates this verse as follows: Hari Sevaya Yaha Haya Anukula Vishaya Baliya Tahara Tyage Haya Bula. Quote, one should not give up anything connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking it material or enjoyable for the material senses. End quote. Even the senses, when purified, are spiritual. When Maharaj Parikshit was thinking of the universal form of the Lord, his mind was certainly situated on the transcendental platform. Therefore, although he might not have had any reason to be concerned with detailed information of the universe, he was thinking of it in relationship with the Supreme Lord, and therefore such geographical knowledge was not material but transcendental. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.20, Narada Muni has said, Ihdam hi Vishvam Bhagavan Ivetara. The entire universe is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it appears different from him. Although Parikshit Maharaj had no need for geographical knowledge of this universe, that knowledge was also spiritual and transcendental because he was thinking of the entire universe as an expansion of the energy of the Lord. In our preaching work also, we deal with so much property and money and so many books bought and sold. But because these dealings all pertain to the Krishna consciousness movement, they should never be considered material. That one is absorbed in thoughts of such management does not mean that he's outside of Krishna consciousness. If one rigidly observes the regulative principles of chanting 16 rounds of the Mahan Mantra every day, his dealings with the material world for the sake of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement are not different from the spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Text 4. Rishi Ravacha, Navai Maharaja Bhagavato Mayaguna Vibhute Kashta Manasa Vachasa Vadigantum Alam Vibhutayu Sapi Purushas Tasmat Pradhan Yeneva Bhu Golaka Vishesham Nama Rupamana Lakshanato Vyakshasyama. Synonyms. Rishi Ravacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued to speak, Vai, indeed, Maharaj, O great king, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maya Guna Vibhute, of the transformation of the qualities of the supreme material energy, Kastam, the end, Manasa, by the mind, Vachasa, by words, Va, either, Adigantum, to understand fully, Alam, capable, Vibhute Ayusa, with a duration of life like that of Brahma, Api, even, Purusha, a person, Tasmat, therefore, Pradhanyena. By a general description of the chief places, Eva certainly, Bhulgoloka Vishesham, the particular description of Bhuloka, Namarupa, names and forms, Mana, measurements, Lakshanata, according to the two symptoms, Vyakshashima, I shall try to explain. Translation. Great Rishi Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear King, there is no limit to the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. This material world is a transformation of the material qualities, sattvagun, rajagun, and tamagun. Yet no one can possibly explain it perfectly, even in a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. No one in this material world is perfect, and an imperfect person could not describe this material universe accurately, even after continued speculation. O King, I shall nevertheless try to explain it to you the principal regions such as Bhuloka with their names, forms, measurements, and various symptoms. Purport. The material world is only 1/4 of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's creation, but it is unlimited and impossible for anyone to know or describe, even for the qualification of a life as long as that of Brahma, who lives for millions and millions of years. Modern scientists and astronomers try to explain the cosmic situation and the vastness of space, and some of them believe that all the glittering stars are different suns. From Bhagavad Gita, however, we understand that all these stars, nakshatras, are like the moon, in that they reflect the sunshine. They are not independent luminaries. Bhuloka is explained to be that portion of outer space, although which the heat and light of the sun extend. Therefore, it is natural to conclude that this universe extends in space as far as we can see and encompasses the glittering stars. Sri Shukadev Goswami admitted that to give full details of this expansive material universe would be impossible, but nevertheless he wanted to give the king as much knowledge as he had received through the Parampara system. We should conclude that if one cannot comprehend the material expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly cannot estimate the expansiveness of the spiritual world. The Brahma Samhita 5.33 confirms this. Advaita Machuta Manadimanantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha. The limits of the expansions of Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be estimated by anyone. Even a person as perfect as Brahma, not to speak of tiny scientists whose senses and instruments are all imperfect and who cannot give us information even within this one universe. We should therefore be satisfied with the information obtainable from Vedic sources as spoken by authorities like Shukadev Goswami. Text 5. Yovayav Dipa Kuvalaya Kamala Kosha Bhyantara Kosha Niyuta Yojana Vila Visala Samavartulo Yata Pushkar Patram. Synonyms: Ya, which, va, either, ayam, this, Dvipa, island, Kuvalya, the Buloka, Kamala Kosha, the whorl of a lotus flower, Abhyantra, inner, Okosha, whorl, Niyuta Yojana Visala, 1 million yojanas, 8 million miles wide, Samavartula, equally round, or having a length and breadth of the same measurement, yata, like Pushkarapatram, a lotus leaf. Translation: the planetary system known as Bhumandala resembles a lotus flower, and its seven islands resemble the whorl of that flower. The length and breadth of the island known as Jambadvip, which is situated in the middle of the whorl, are 1 million yojanas, 8 million miles. Jambadvip is round, like the leaf on a lotus flower. Text 6. Yasmin Nava Varshani Navayojana Sahasras Yamani Astibir Maryada Giribir Subi Bhaktani Bhavanti. Synonyms: Yasmin, in that Jambadvip, Nava, 9, Varshani, divisions of land, Navayojana Sahasra, 72,000 miles in length, Ayamani, measuring Astibi by 8, Maryada, indicating the boundaries, Giribi by mountains, Shuvi Bhaktani, nicely divided from one another, Bhavanti are. Translation: in Jambadvip there are 9 divisions of land, each with a length of 9,000 yojanas, 72,000 miles. There are 8 mountains that mark the boundaries of these divisions and separate them nicely. Purport: Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the following quotation from the Vayu Purana, wherein the locations of various mountains, beginning with the Himalayas, are described. Danuvrat samstite jigne dvivarshe dikshino tare digani tatra chatvari chaturasam ilavritam iti dakshino tare Bharatotara Kuru Varshe Chatvari Kimpurusha Hari Varsha Samyaka Hiran Mayani Varsani Nila Nishadayos Tira Chini Buya Sam Pravistayo Samlagvanatvam Agni Kritya Badrashva Kemul Ketum Malayor Apidanur Akrititvam Atas Tayardargyata Eva Madhye Sankutichitadvena Namashahasrayam Manatvam Ila Vritasya Tumero Shakatsa Chakurdikshu Navashahasrayam Matvam Sambhavet Vatus Vastutas Tva Ila Vrita Bhadrashva Ketumalanam Chatus Timshat Sahasraya Matvam Jnanam. Text 7. Esham Madhye Ilavritam Namabhyantara Varsham Yantra Manabhyam Avashtita Sarva Sarvarna Kulagiri Rajomeru Dripayama Samun Naha Karnika Bhutta Kuvalaya Kamalasya Murdani Dva Trimsat Sahasra Yojana Vitata Mule Sadasha Sahasram Tavat Antar Buyam Pravista. synonyms. Asham, all these divisions at Dhambadweep, Madhye among Ilavritanam, named Ilavritavarsh, Abhyantarvarsham, the inner division, Yasya of which, Nabhyam, in the navel, Avastita, situated, Sarvata, entirely, Savarna, made of gold, Kulagira Raja, the most famous among famous mountains, Meru, Mount Meru, Dvipayama, Sumanaha, whose height is the same measurement as the width of Jambudvip, Karnika Bhuta, existing as the pericarp, Kuvalaya, of this planetary system, Kumalasya, like a lotus flower, Murdhani, on the top, Dva Trimshat, 32 Sahasra thousand yojanas, 8 miles each, Vitata, expanded, Mule, at the base, Sodasha Sahasram, 16,000 yojanas, Tavat, so much, Antabuyam, within the earth, Pravishta, entered. Translation, amidst these divisions, or Varshas, is the Varsha named Ilavritta, which is situated in the middle of the whorl of the lotus. Within Ilavritavarsha is Sumeru Mountain, which is made of gold. Sumeru Mountain is like the pericarp of the lotus-like Bhumandala planetary system. The mountain's height is the same as the width of Jambudvip, or, in other words, 100,000 yojanas, 800,000 miles. Of that, 16,000 yojanas, 128,000 miles, are within the earth, and therefore the mountain's height is above the earth is 84,000 yojanas, 672,000 miles. The mountain's width is 32,000 yojanas, 256,000 miles at its summit, and 16,000 yojanas at its base. Text 8. Uttara terene la ritam nila shreta shingavam iti trayo ramyaka hiranmaya kurunam varsana maryada giriya prag ayata ubhayata ksharodavadayo dvishahasra pritava ekait katsa purvasmat purvasmad et utara utaro samsad sadam sad dasam sad dik kamsena dargya eva harasanti. Synonyms: Uttara utrena ilavritam, further and further north of Ilavritavarsh, nila shveta shveta shringavan iti das traya, three mountains, ramyaka hiranmaya kurunknam, of the Kuru division, Varshanam, of the Varshas, Maryada Giriya, the mountains marking the borders, Prakayata, extended on the eastern side, Ubayata, to the east and west, Ksharoda, the ocean of salt water, Avadaya, extending to Dvishahasra Pratava, which are 2,000 yojanas wide, Eka Aikasha, one after another, Purvashmat, then the former, Purvashmat, then the former, Uttara, further north, Uttara, further north, Dasa Amsha Adika, Amsena, by one-tenth of the former, Dargya, in length, Eva, indeed, Hrishanti, becomes shorter. Translation, just north of Ilavritavarsh and going further northward, one after another, are three mountains named Nila, Shveta, and Srigavan. The marks of the borders on the three Varshas are named Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, and Kuru, separate them from one another. The width of these mountains is 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles. Lengthwise, they are extended east and west to the beaches of this ocean of salt water. Going from north to south, the length of each mountain is 1/10 of that of the previous mountain, but the height of them is all the same. Purport. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses from the Brahmanda Purana. Yata bhagavatai tuktam bhovannam koshak lakshanam tvaya viro dato yojyam anya grantan tare sitam mandode puranam chaiva vyatyasham kshire sangare rahu somaravi namcha mandalad dvigunotitam Vinaiva sarvam unyayam yojana bidito tratu. It appears from these verses that aside from the sun and moon, there is an invisible planet called Rahu. The movements of Rahu cause both solar and lunar eclipses. We suggest that the modern expeditions we're attempting to reach the moon are mistakenly going to Rahu. Text 9. Evam dakshinene lavritam nishado hemakuto himalaya iti pragyata yata niladayo yuta yajano seda hadi varsha kim purusho brahmatanam yata shankyam. Synonyms. Evam, thus, dakshinena, by degrees to the southern side, ilavritam, of ilavritavarsh, nishada hemakuta himalaya, three mountains named Nishada, Hemakuta, and Himalaya, iti, thus, prak ayata, extended to the east, yata, just as Nila Adaya, the mountains headed by Nila, ayuta yojana etsuda, 10,000 yojanas high, Harivarsha, the division named Harivarsha, Kimpurusha, the division named Kimpurusha, Bharatanam, the division named Bharatvarsh, yata shankyam, according to number. Translation similarly, south of Ilavritavarsh and extending to east from east to west are three great mountains named from north to south, Nishada, Hemaketu, and Himalaya. Each of them is 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles high. They mark the boundaries of the three varshas known as, or named as Harivarsha, Kimpurusha Varsh, and Bharatvarsh, India. Text 10. Tataivale Vritam Aparena Purvena Cha Malyavad Gandhamadanvav Anila Nishadayato Dvishahashram Prapatatu Ketumala Badra Shvayo Simanam Vidhayat Date. Synonyms. Tata Eva, exactly like that, Ilavrita or Parena, on the western side of Ilavritavarsh, Puravena Cha, on the eastern side, Malyavad Ganda Madanu, the demarcation mountains of Malyavan on the west and Gandamadan on the east, Anila Dishada Ayato, on the northern side up to the mountain known as Nila, and to the southern, and on the southern side up to the mountain known as Nishada, Dvi Shahashram, 2,000 yojanas, Pratap Hatu, they extend, Ketumala, Badrashvayo, of the two varshas named Ketumala and Badrashva, Shimanam, the border, Vidatate, establish. Translation, in the same way, east and west of Ilavritavarsh are two great mountains named Malyavan and Gandamadan, respectively. These two mountains, which are 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles high, extend as far as Nila Mountain in the north and Nishada in the south. They indicate the borders of Ilavritavarsh and, also the varshas known as Ketumala and Bhadrashva. Purport. There are so many mountains, even on this planet Earth. We do not think of that the measurements of all of them have been actually calculated. While passing over the mountainous region from Mexico to Caracas, we actually saw so many mountains that we doubt whether their height, width, and breadth have been properly measured. Therefore, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami, we should not try to comprehend the greater mountains areas of the universe merely by our calculations. Shukadeva Goswami has already stated that such calculations would be difficult even if one had the duration of life like that of Brahma. We should simply be satisfied with the statements of authorities like Shukadeva Goswami and appreciate how the entire cosmic manifestation has been made possible by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The measurements herein given, such as 10,000 yojanas or 100,000 yojanas, should be considered correct because they have been given by Shukadeva Goswami. Our experimental knowledge can neither verify nor disprove the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should simply hear these statements from the authorities. If we can appreciate the extensive energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that will benefit us. Text 11. Mandaro merud mandara suparshva kamuda iti ayuta yoja na vistaro nan naha merusha turdisham avastamba giraya upal klipta. Synonyms. Mandara, the mountain named Mandara, Meru Mandara, the mountain named Meru Mandara, Suparshva, the mountain named Suparshva, Kamuda, the mountain named Kamuda, iti thus, Ayuta Yojana Vistara Anala, which measure 10,000 yojanas high and wide, Meru of Sumeru, Chattadim Disham on the four sides, Ashtamba, Giraya, mountains that are like the belts of Sumeru, Akalplipta, situated. Translation. On the four sides of the great mountain known as Sumeru are four mountains, Mandara, Meru, Mandala, Suparshva, and Kamuda, which are like its belts. The length and height of these mountains are calculated to be 10,000 yojanas, 800 or 80,000 miles. Text 12. Chaturvetesu, Chuta Jambu, Kadamba, Nyagrodas, Chatvara, Padapa, Pravara, Pravata, Ketava, Ivadi, Sahasra, Yojanon, Nahas, Tavad, Vitapa, Vitataya, Sata Yojana, Parinaha. Synonyms. Chatursha on the four, Giteshu on these mountains beginning with Mandara, Chuta Jambu Kadamba of trees such as mango, rose apple, and kadamba, Nyagroda, and the banyan tree, Chatvara, four kinds, Prapada Pravara, the best of trees, Pravata Ketava, the flagstaffs on the mountains, Eva like Adi over Shahasrayojana Anadha, 1,000 yojanas high, Tavat also, so much also, Vitapa Vitaya, the length of the branches, Satyojana, 100 yojanas, Parinaha, wide. Translation. Standing like flagstaffs on the summits of these four mountains are a mango tree, rose apple tree, a kadamba tree, and a banyan tree. These trees are calculated to have a width of 1,000 yojanas, 800 miles, and a height of 1,100 yojanas, 8,800 miles. The branches also spread to a radius of 1,100 yojanas. Text 13 and 14. Radas Chatvara Payo Madhva Ikshurasa Mitsta Jalayad Upasparsina Upadeva Gana Gogaishvaryani Shraba Vikani Bartashraba Darayanti Devo Yanani Chabhavanti Chatvari Nandanam Chaitran Ratam Vibrajakam Shatvato Badramiti. Synonyms. Hrida, lakes. Chatvara, four. Apaya, milk. Madhu, honey. Ikshu, rasa, sugarcane juice. Mritsajala, filled with pure water, yet of which Upasparsina, those who use the liquids, Upadev, Gana, the demigods. Yoga Aishwaranyani, all the perfections of mystic yoga. Svabhavikani, without being tired of, four. Bharata Rishabha, O best of the Bharat dynasty, Darayati possess Deva Udyani, celestial gardens, cha also, Bhavanti, there are, Chavari, four, Nandanam, of the Nandana garden, Chaitaratam, Chaitaratha gardens, Vibrajakam, the Vibrajaka garden, Sarvatabhadram, Sarvatabhadra garden, iti thus. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Bharat dynasty, between these four mountains are four huge lakes. The water of the first tastes just like milk, the water of the second like honey, and that of the third like sugarcane juice. The fourth lake is filled with pure water. The celestial beings, such as the Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, who are known as demigods, enjoy the facilities of these four lakes. Consequently, they have the natural perfections of mystic yoga, such as the power to become smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest. There are four celestial gardens named Nandana, Chaitarath, Vibrajaka, and Sarvatabhadra. Text 15. Yesha Mamara Parivridha Sahasura Lalana Lalama Yutapataya Upadeva Ganar Upagiyamana Mahimana Kila Viharyante Ranti. Synonyms. Yeshu, in which Amara Parvridrida, best of the demigods, Saha with Suralalana, with of the wise of all the demigods and semi-demigods, Lalama, of those women who are like ornaments, Yuta Pataya, of the husbands, Upadeva Ganai, by the semi-demigods, the Gandharvas, Upagayimana, being chanted Mahimana, whose glories, Kila indeed, Viharanti, they enjoy sports. Translation, the best of the demigods, along with their wives, who are like ornaments of heavenly beauty, meet together and enjoy within those gardens, while their glories are sung by lesser demigods known as Gandharvas. Text 16. Mandaro Tsanga Ekadasata Yajano Tunga Devachuta Shirasu Giri Sakara Stulani Palani Amrita Kalpani Patanti. Synonyms. Mandara Utsange, on the lower slopes of Mandara Mountain, Ekadasa Sata Yojana Utunga, 1,100 yojanas high, Devachuta Shirasa, from the top of a mango tree named Devachuta, Giri Shikara Stulani, which are as fat as mountain peaks, Palani, fruit, Amrita Kalpani, as sweet as nectar, Patanti, fall down. Translation, on the lower slopes of Mandara Mountain is a mango tree named Devachuta. It is 1,100 yojanas high. Mangoes as big as mountain peaks and as sweet as nectar fall from the top of this tree for the enjoyment of the denizens of heaven. Purport, in the Vayupurana there is also a reference to this tree by great learned sages. Aratinam Satani Ashtav Eka Shasti Adikanicha Fala Prananam Pramanam Akyantam Rishi Bis Tatva Darshibi. Text 17. Tesham Vishiryamanam Nanam Ati Madhura Surhabi Sungandi Bulu La Runa Raso Denaru No Da Namanadi Mandara Giri Sikaran Nipatanti Purvene La Vritam Upalava Yati. Synonyms. Tesham, all the mangoes, Vishir Yamananam, because being broken because of falling from the top, Ati Madura, very sweet, Surabi, fragrant, Sugandi, filled with their other aromas, Bahula, large quantities, Aruna Rasa Udena, by reddish juice, Nadi, the river, Mandara Giri Sikkarat, from the top of Mandara Mountain, Nipatanti, falling down, Purvena, on the eastern side, Ilivritam, through Ilivritavarsh, Upa Plavat Yanti, flows. Translation, when all those solid fruits fall from such a height, they break, and their sweet, fragrant juice from them flows out and becomes increasingly more fragrant as it mixes with other scents. That juice cascades from the mountain in waterfalls and becomes a river called Arunoda, which flows pleasantly through the eastern side of Ilavrita. Text 18. Yad Upanjo Kshanad Bhavanya Anucharinam Punya Jana Vatunam Ava Yava Sparsa Suganda Vatudasha Yojanam Samantad Anuvarsayati. Synonyms. Yet of which Upanjo Sanat, because of using the fragrant water, Bhavanya of Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, Anucharinam of attendant maidservants, Punya Jana Vadunam, who are wives of the most pious yakshas, Avayava, of the bodily limbs, Sparsha, from contact, Sugandavata, the wind, which becomes fragrant, Dasi Yojanam, up to 10 yojanas, about 80 miles, Samantat, all around, Anuvatsyati, makes fragrant. Translation, the pious wives of the Yakshas act as personal maidservants to assist Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, because they drink the water of the river Arunoda, their bodies become fragrant, and as the air carries away that fragrance, it perfumes the entire atmosphere for 80 miles around. Text 19. Evam Jambu Phalanam Achucha Nipata Vishirnanam Anasti Prayanam Ibakaya Nibhanam Rasena Jambu Nama Nadi Meru Mandara Shikarad Ayuta Ryojanad Avani Tale Nipatanti Dakshini Na Manam Yavad Ilavritam Upasyandayati. Synonyms. Evam, similarly, Jambu Phalanam of the fruits called jambu, the rose apple, iti ucha nipata, because of falling from a great height, vishirnanam, which are broken to pieces, anasti prayanam, having very small seeds, ibakaya nibhanam, which are as large as the bodies of elephants, rasena, by the Jews, jambunamanada, nadi, a river named Jambunadi, Meru Mandara Shikarat, from the top of Meru Mandara Mountain, Ayuta Yojanat, 10,000 yojanas high, Avanitale on the ground, Nipatanti falling, Dakshinena on the southern side, Atmanam itself, Yavat, the whole, Iravritam, Iravritavarsh, Upasyandayati flows through. Translation, similarly, the fruits of the jambu tree, which are full of pulp and have very small seeds, fall from a great height and break into pieces. These fruits are the size of elephants, and the juice gliding from them becomes a river named Jambunadi. This river falls a distance of 10,000 yojanas from the summit of Meru Mandara to the southern side of Ilavrita and floods the entire land of Ilavrita with juice. Purport. We can only imagine how much juice there must be in a fruit that is the size of an elephant but has very tiny seed. Naturally, the juice from the broken jambu fruits form waterfalls and floods the entire land of Ilavrita. That juice produces an immense quantity of gold, which will be explained in the next verses. Text 20-21. Tavad ubayor api rodhashor ya mritika tad rasenanu vyadimana aye arksha yam samyoga vipakena sadamara loka baranam jambunadam nama survarnam bhavati yad uhavava vibhudaya saha yuvatibir mukuta takat kataka kati sutradi ubarana rupenu kala daranyati. Synonyms: Tavat, entirely, ubiyoapi, of both, rodhasho, of the banks, ya, which, mritika, the mud, tat rasena, with the juice of the jambu fruits that flow in the river, anu vidhyamana, being saturated, vayu arka samyoga vipakena, because of a chemical reaction with the air and sunshine, sada, always, amara loka abharamanam, which is used for the ornaments of the demigods, the denizens of the heavenly planets, Jambunadam Nama, named Jambumanada, Suvarnam, gold, Bhavanti, becomes, yat which, Uhavava, indeed, Vibhuvat Adaya, the great demigod, Sahavith, Yuvatibi, their everlastingly youthful wives, Mukuta, crowns, Kataka, bangles, Katisutra, belts, Adi, and so on, Abharana, all kinds of ornaments, Rupena, in the form Kalu, indeed, Daryanti, they possess. Translation: the mud on both banks of the river Jambunadi, being moistened by the flowing juice and then dried by the air and sunshine, produces huge quantities of gold called Jambunada. The denizens of heaven use this gold for various kinds of ornament. Therefore, all the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and their youthful wives are fully decorated with golden helmets, bangles, and belts, and thus they enjoy life. Purport. By the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the rivers on some planets produce gold on their banks. The poor inhabitants of this earth, because of their incomplete knowledge, are captivated by a so-called Bhagavan who can produce a small quantity of gold. However, it is understood that in the higher planetary system in this material world, the mud on the banks of the Jambunadi mixes with jambu juice, reacts with the sunshine in the air, and automatically produces huge quantities of gold. Thus, the men and women are decorated there by various golden ornaments, and they look very nice. Unfortunately, on Earth, there is such a scarcity of gold that the governments of the world try to keep it in reserve and issue paper currency. Because that currency is not backed up by gold, the paper they distribute as money is worthless, but nevertheless, the people on Earth are very proud of their material advancement. In modern times, girls and ladies have ornaments made of plastic instead of gold, and paper utensils are used instead of golden ones, yet people are very proud of their material wealth. Therefore, the people of this age are described as Manda Sumanda Matiyo Manda Bhagya Hyopadita, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10. In other words, they are extremely bad and slow to understand the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have been described as Sumanda Matiyo because their conceptions are so crippled that they accept a bluffer who produces a little gold to be God. Because they have no gold in their possession, they are actually poverty-stricken, and therefore they are considered unfortunate. Sometimes these unfortunate people want to be promoted to the heavenly planets to achieve fortunate positions such as described in this verse, but pure devotees of the Lord are not at all interested in such opulence. Indeed, devotees sometimes compare the color of gold to that of bright golden stool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed devotees not to be allured by golden ornaments and beautifully decorated women. Nadanam najanam na sundarim. A devotee should not be allured by gold, beautiful women, or the prestige of having many followers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confidentially prayed, Mama janmani janmani shvade bhavatad bhakti rohit kitoi. Quote, My Lord, please bless me with your devotional service. I do not want anything else. End quote. A devotee may pray to be delivered from this material world. That is his only aspiration. Ainanda tonaji king gram padinama mishame bambado. Kripya tava pada pangajasti tadoli shadishin bishintaya. A humble devotee simply prays to the Lord, quote, Kindly pick me up from this material world, which is full of varieties of material opulence, and keep me under the shelter of your lotus feet. End quote. Shulnartam Das Thakura prays, Ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vishabhanu Sutta Yuta Karuna Karaha Ebara Snaratama Dasakaya Na Tehila Rangapaya Toma Vinaya Rachamara. My Lord, O son of Nanda Maharaj, now you are standing before me with your consort, the daughter of Rishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Kindly accept me as the dust of your lotus feet. Please do not kick me away, for I have no other shelter. End quote. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati indicates that the position of the demigods who are decorated with golden helmets and other ornaments is no better than phantasmagoria. Tridasha pur akasha pushpayate. A devotee is never allured by such opulences. He simply aspires to become the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. Text 22. Yastu maha kadamba suparshva nirudo yastasya kotarebhyo vinishita panchayama prahinaya ha panchamadu dara suparshva shikarat patantyo prenatmanam ilavritam anumodayanti. Synonyms. Ya, which too, but Mahakadamba, the tree named Mahakadamba, Suparshva Niruda, which stands on the side of the mountain known as Suparshva, Ya, which Tasya of that Kotarebhya from the hollows, Vinihrista, flowing, Pancha 5 Ayama, Vyama, a unit of measurement about 8 feet, Parina Aha, whose measurements, Pancha 5 Madudana, flows of honey, Suparshva Shikarat, from the top of Suparshva mountain, Patantya, flowing down Aparena, on the western side of the Sumeru mountain, Atmanam, the whole of, Ilavitavarsh, Ilavitam, Ilavitavarsh, Anumo Dayanti, make fragrant. Translation, on the side of Suparshva mountain stands a big tree called Mahakadamba, which is very celebrated. From the hollows of this tree flow 5 rivers of honey, each about 5 yamas wide. This flowing honey falls incessantly from the top of Suparshva mountain and flows all around Ilavitavarsh, beginning from the western side. Thus, the whole land is saturated with a pleasing fragrance. Purport. The distance between one hand and another when one spreads both his arms is called Vyama. This comes to about 8 feet. Thus, each of the rivers is about 40 feet wide, making a total of about 200 feet. Text 23. Yahi upayunjananam mukha nirasito vayu samantach chatayojanam anu vasyati. Synonyms. Ya, which, these flows of honey, he indeed, upayunjananam, those of those who drink, mukha nirvishita vayu, the air emanating from the mouths, samantat, all around, sata yojanam, up to 100 yojanas, 800 miles, anuvasayati, makes sweetly flavored. Translation, the air carrying the scent from the mouths of those who drink that honey perfumes the land for 100 yojanas around. Text 24. Evam kamuda nirodo ya sata valso namavatas tasya skandebio nichina Nichina Payodadi Mahu Gita Gudhanadi Ambara Sasana Baran Nadaya Sarva Ayva Kamaduga Namakumadagrat Patantas Tam Utarene Lavritam Upayo Jayanti. Synonyms. Evam thus Kamuda Niruda. Having grown on Kamuda Mountain, that Satavatsanam, a tree named Satavatsa, because of having hundreds of trunks, Vritvata, a banyan tree, Tasya, of it, Skandavya, from the thick branches, Nichina, flowing down, Paya, milk, Dadi, yogurt, Madhu, honey, Grita, clarified butter, Gouda, molasses, Anna, food grains, Adi, and so on, Ambara, clothing, Savya, bedding, Asana, sitting places, Abharana, Adaya, carrying ornaments, and so on, Sarve, everything, Eva, indeed, Kamaduga, fulfilling all desires, Nada, big rivers, Kamuda Agrat, from the top of Kamuda Mountain, Patanta, flowing, Tam, to that, Uttarena, on the northern side, Ilavritam, the land known as Ilavritavarsh, Apayo Jayanti, give happiness. Translation. Similarly, on Kamuda Mountain, there is a great banyan tree which is called Satavalsha because it has 100 main branches. From those branches come many roots from which many rivers are flowing. These rivers flow down from the top of the mountain to the northern side of Ilavritavarsh for the benefit of those who live there. Because of these flowing rivers, all the people have ample supplies of milk, yogurt, honey, clarified butter, ghee, nourish molasses, food grains, clothes, bedding, sitting places, and ornaments. All the objects they desire are sufficiently supplied for their prosperity, and therefore they are very happy. Purport. The propensity of humanity does not depend on a demonic civilization that has no culture and no knowledge, but has only gigantic skyscrapers and huge automobiles always rushing down the highways. The products of nature are sufficient. When there is a profuse supply of milk, yogurt, honey, food grains, ghee, molasses, dhotis, saris, bedding, sitting places, and ornaments, the residents are actually opulent. When a profuse supply of water from the river inundates the land, all these things can be produced and there will be no scarcity. All this depends, however, on the performance of sacrifices described in the Vedic literature. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhava. Yajnad bhavanti parjanyo yajna karma samudbhava. Quote, all living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yaga, sacrifice, and yaga is performed of prescribed duties, end quote. All these are the prescriptions given in Bhagavad Gita 3.14. If people follow these principles in full Krishna consciousness, human society will be prosperous, and they will be happy both in this life and in the next. Text 25. Yan upayunsh sanam sananam na kadachit api prajanam vali palita klama veda shveda durgandhya jaramaya mrityu stitosna vaivarnyo pashar gadayas tapa vishesha bhavanti yavaj jivam sukham niratishayam eva. Synonyms. Yan, all, which, all the products produced because of the flowing rivers mentioned above. Upajusananam, of persons who are fully utilizing, na, not kadachit at any time, api, certainly, prajanam, of the citizens. Vali, wrinkles, palita, gray hair, klama, fatigue, sveda, perspiration, durgandhya, bad odors because of unclean perspiration, jara, old age, amaya, disease, mrityu, untimely death, sita, severe cold, ushna, scorching heat, vaivarnya, fading of the luster of the body, upasarga, troubles, udaya, and so on, tapa, of sufferings, vishesha, varieties, bhavanti, are, yavat, as long as, jivam, life, sukham, happiness, Niratishayam, unlimited, eva only. Translation. The residents on the material world of the material world who enjoy the products of these flowing rivers have no wrinkles on their bodies and no gray hair. They never feel fatigue. The perspiration does not give their bodies a bad odor. They are not afflicted by old age, disease, or untimely death, and they do not suffer from chilly cold or scorching heat, nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live very happily, without anxieties, until death. Purport. This verse hints at the perfection of human society within this material world. The miserable conditions of this material world can be corrected by a sufficient supply of milk, honey, yogurt, ghee, molasses, food grains, ornaments, bedding, sitting places, and so on. This is human civilization. Ample food grains can be produced through agricultural enterprises, and profuse supplies of milk, yogurt, and ghee can be arranged through cow protection. Abundant honey can be obtained in the forest if the forests are protected. Unfortunately, in modern civilization, men are busy killing the cows that are the source of yogurt, milk, and ghee, and are cutting down all the trees that supply honey, and they are opening factories to manufacture nuts, bolts, automobiles, and wine instead of engaging in agriculture. How can the people be happy? They must suffer from all the miseries of materialism. Their bodies become wrinkled and gradually deteriorate until they become almost like dwarves, and a bad odor emanates from their bodies because of unclean perspiration resulting from eating all kinds of nasty things. This is not human civilization. If people actually want happiness in this life and want to prepare for the best in the next life, they must adopt a Vedic civilization. In a Vedic civilization, there is a full supply of all the necessities mentioned above. Text 26. Kuranga Karara Kusumba Vaikanka Trikuta Shishira Patanga Ruchakra Nisada Sinivasa Kapila Shanka Vaidurya Jarudi Hamsari Shaba Naga Kalanjara Naradadeo Vimsati Girayo Meru Karnikaya Iva Keshara Bhuta Mula Desha Parita Upak Klipta. Synonyms: Karanga, Karanga, Kurara, Kurara, Kashumba Vaikanka Trikuta Shishira Patanga Rukchata Nisada Nivishata Kapila Shanka Vidurya Jarudi Hamsa Rishaba Naga Kalanjara Narada, the names of mountains, Udaya, and so on, Vimsati Giraya, 20 mountains, Meru of Sumeru Mountain, Karnikaya of the whirl of the lotus, Eva like Ksharabhuta, as filaments, Muda Desha, at the base, Purita, all around, Upaklipta, arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: there are other mountains beautifully arranged around the foot of Mount Meru, like the filaments around the whorl of a lotus flower. Their names are Karanga, Karara, Kasamba, Vaikanka, Trikuta, Shishira, Patanga, Rukchaka, Nisada, Nivish, Shinivasa, Kapila, Shanka, Vidurya, Jarudi, Hamsa, Nishaba, Naga, Kalanjara, and Narada. Text 27. Jatara Deva Kuto, Merum Purvaneva, Stadasha, Yojanam Sahasram, Udagaya, To Dvi Sahasram, Pritu Tungo, Bhavata Evam Aparena, Pavana Pariyatro, Dakshinena, Kailasha, Karaviro Prag Ayatav Evam Uttarat Tas Trishniga Matkarav Astabir Etai Paristo Rito Nir Eva Paritas Chakasti Chakachanagiri. Synonyms: Jahara Deva Kuto, two mountains named Jatar and Devakuta, Merum, Sumeru Mountain, Purvena, on the eastern side, Atedasha Yojana Sahasram, 18,000 yojanas, Udagayato, stretching from north to south, Dvi Sahasram, 2,000 yojanas, Pritu Tongu, in width and height, Bhavata, there are, Evam, similarly, Aparena, on the western side, Pavana Pariyatra, two mountains named Pavana and Pariyatra, Dakshinena, on the southern side, Kailasha Kuraviro, two mountains named Kailash and Kuravira, Prak Ayato, expanding east and west, Evam, similarly, Uttarata, on the northern side, Tishinga Makaro, two mountains named Tishinga and Makara, Ashtabhi Ekai, by these eight mountains, Paristra, Parisrita, surrounded, Angi Eva, like fire, Purita, all over, Chakasti, brilliantly shines, Kachanagiri, the golden mountain named Sumeru, or Meru. Translation: on the eastern side of Sumeru Mountain are two mountains named Jetar and Devakuta, which extend to the north and south for 18,000 yojanas, 144,000 miles. Similarly, on the western side of Sumeru are two mountains named Pavana and Pariyatra, which also extend north and south for the same distance. On the southern side of Sumeru are two mountains named Kailash and Karavira, which extend east and west for 18,000 yojanas. On the northern side of Sumeru, extending for the same distance east and west, are two mountains named Trishringa and Makara. The width and height of all these mountains is 2,000 yojanas, or 16,000 miles. Sumeru, the mountain of solid gold, shining brilliantly as fire, is surrounded by these eight mountains. Text 28. Merur Madhani Bhagavata Atma Yonir Madhyata Upakliptam Purim Ayuta Yojana Sahasrim Samachuturashram Satakom Bhim Vedanti. Synonyms: Meru on Sermuru Mountain, Murdhani on the head, Bhagavata of the most powerful being, Atmayone of Lord Brahma, Madhyata in the middle, Upakliptam situated, Purim, the great township, Ayuta Yojana, 10,000 yojanas, Sahasrim, 1,000, Samachaturasam, of the same length on all sides, Satako Bim, made entirely of gold, Vananti, the great learned sages say. Translation: in the middle of the summit of Meru is the township of Lord Brahma. On each of its four sides, is calculated to extend 10 million yojanas, 80 million miles, is made entirely of gold, and therefore learned scholars and sages called it Sataka Kombi. Text 29. Tam anuparito lokam palanam astanam yatadisham yatarupam turiya manena purustav upaklipta. Tam, in that great township known as Brahmapuri, Anuparita, surrounding Lokapalanam, of the governors of the planets, Astanam, 8, Yatadisham, according to the directions, Yatarupam, in exact conformity with the township of Brahmapuri, Turiya Manena, by measurement of only 1/4, Pura, townships, Asto, 8, Upaklipta, situated. Translation: surrounding Brahmapuri in all directions are the residences of the eight principal governors of the planetary systems, beginning with King Indra. These abodes are similar to Brahmapuri, but are 1/4 in the size. Purport: Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that the townships of Lord Brahma and the eight subordinate governors of the planetary systems, beginning with Indra, are mentioned in other Puranas. Meru Nava Purani Sur Manovati Maravati Tejovati Samyamani Tatas Krishna Ganapara Shradavati Gandavati Yatachanya Mahodaya Yashovati Chapraman Mendra Bayadinam Yatakramam. Brahma's township, known as Manuvati, and those of his assistants, such as Indra and Agni, are known as Amaravati, Tejovati, Samyamani, Krishnangana, Shradavati, Gandavati, Mahodaya, and Yashovati. Brahmapuri is situated in the middle, and the other eight puris surround it in all directions. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, A Description of Jambudvipa, end quote.